Rihanna, Selena, my Visa. It can take as many charges as it needs to, my girl. That platinum.
This is Kendall Mead of Mascot, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Saturday, September 19th. Tune in the Long Night of the Soundscape. Live from Austria, WGXC is broadcasting this special event from 4 p.m. until 2 a.m., featuring works from Christian Schiller, Theresia Moll, Brandon LaBelle, Conrad Burr, and others. A whole night of radio programs listening to daily soundscapes. From Radio Helsinki in Austria, tune in from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m., Saturday, September 19th at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shannon Greer Photography in Brooklyn, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I, together with my youth co-hosts, Amelia, Mashuda, Fahim, Lena, AJ, and Fatia, we talk about books every week on WGXC. And due to the Labor Day holiday, we were not able to record together this week, but Mashuda and Fatia, who had not been able to join us for a couple weeks, sent some recordings, and so we're going to share those with you today, along with some music and poems that we like. So we hope you enjoy, and have a good week.
Eight balloons. Eight balloons. No one was buying. All broke loose one afternoon. Eight balloons with strings a-flying, free to do what they wanted to. One flew up to touch the sun. One thought the highway might be fun. One took a nap in a cactus pile. One stayed to play with a careless child. One tried to taste some bacon frying. One fell in love with a porcupine. Ooh, one looked close in a crocodile's mouth. One sat around till his ear went out. Eight balloons, no one was buying. They broke loose and away they flew, free to float and free to fly and free to where they wanted to.
Hi, my name is Fatia and I'm 6 years old and I'm also from Hudson. Today we're going to read a book that is Cookie and Barkley Going to School. Cookie and Barkley were going to school. At number one day, they were going to school today. The Barkley was very angry. The cookie was very sad. The cookie was very happy. And then they fighted and they did and then got angry. Why was that cookie happy? Cookie likes school so much. And the Barkley hates school so, so much. And then they made a shadow. And the cookie said, yes, 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 yes. The Barkley said, no, 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 no. They got best friends forever again. Paint wall. They're going to get bit by the red skeleton. Red hot. Green. And then they were, and then they five punched it. They got angry so much. Cookie and Barkley got made. Tomato, the friend, was very tiny. He was a little tiny people. And then the Barkley and the tomato talks to the Barkley. Cookie and the Barkley is opposite of each other. And then the cookie said, yes, 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 yes. And the Barkley said, no, 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 no. Paint wall. And then the fire came. It was a drawing the kids made. Barkley and Cookie made the drawing. They had so much fun together. The Barkley yelled, where is room 5? That said them. They go to room 5, and then room 5 said, ah! The teacher said, don't disturb my class. And then Abby 1 was there. Cookie and Box was found room 5. They all have fun together. cookie was very angry at the broccoli. The broccoli was very angry at the cookie. But still, they were friends. The cookie was very happy. The broccoli was very angry. They still continue the journey. And they have so much fun together. The end. Was that good?
Hello, my name is Mushira, and I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Hudson. I hope you're all doing good and staying healthy and well. My book is Sanctuary by Paola Mendoza and Abby Scher. It's 2032, and in this near future America, all citizens are chipped and everyone is tracked, from buses to grocery stores. It's almost impossible to survive as an undocumented immigrant. And that's exactly what 16-year-old Vali is doing. She and her family have carved out of a stable, happy life in small-town Vermont. But when Vali's mother, counterfeit Chip, starts malfunctioning and the deportation forces raid their town and they're forced to flee. Now on the run, Vali and her family are desperately trying to make it to her Tia Luna's California, a sanctuary state that is currently being walled off from the rest of the country. But when Vali's mother is detained, before their journey even really begins, Vali must carry on with her younger brother across the country to make it to safety before it's too late. Gripping and Arjun co-authors Paola Mendoza and Abby sure have crafted a narrative that is as haunting as it's hopeful and envisioning a future where everyone can find sanctuary. This is really compelling, visually compelling book so far, and I'm really enjoying reading it. So you guys should check it out. The book is Sanctuary, Paola Mendoza and Abby Scher. I'm really excited for the actual published version, and I'm going to read that version again. Yep, thank you.
Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never-haves. Then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mushira. I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Hudson. I've been reading the book called Feed by Matthew Tobin Anderson. It's a dystopian novel, a science fiction, and mixed with young adult fiction. Feed is a young adult dystopian novel of the cyberpunk subgenre written by M.T. Anderson. The novel focuses on issues such as corporate power, consumerism, information technology, data mining, and environmental decay, with sometimes sardonic, sometimes somber tone. Feed is placed in future tense, which has an explanation and importance of the danger of technology and internet. It has a lot of similarities and explanation of what's going now, this our times, 2020, and you know, it teaches us how we humans are so relied on technology that we lack of critical thinking. We can't solve problems by ourselves. We are always visiting or searching on Google or any other internet web page to get answers. In Feed, it talks about normal teenagers. They just, it's an everyday thing for them to visit Moon. And when they don't, you know, visit Moon when they don't have school, it's an everyday thing. And they visit there, they hang out together with their friends, and they come back. And when they come back to this earth, they're partying all the time besides studying. And it shows that how advanced technology is, that those normal teenagers who are, you know, how teenagers are supposed to be mature, those normal immature teenagers can just use technology and visit any planet they want. But still, there is disease that's damaging and hurting and killing all those people. This simple disease is called whipping sores. You know, even when the technology is so advanced, then why are this simple, small disease like whipping sore harming those people? The answer is because the technology doesn't have answer. They can't just go and search the solution on Google, say, what's the side effect of whipping sore, or how can I prevent whipping sore? And they can't just rely on internet because the internet doesn't know. You know, technology is not better than a human brain, because a human brain created those technologies. So since they don't have any knowledge to use it, they don't have any critical thinking and problem-solving skill, they can't solve this simple thing. And in this feed, it shows that it's a world full of teenagers. And you know how they're using slang, they're immature. That's why they can't solve this simple problem. But the only teenager that's smart is Violet. Violet is a nerd, and she knows a lot of the answers because she's an outcast. She doesn't hang out with the other teenagers that consider normal in their times, like acting dumb, partying, not doing their homework, not doing their schoolwork, just partying and going to Moon and hanging out and saying silly stuff. You know, always, you know, they can't even spell. Those teenagers can't even spell or read. And they need translation for normal English. You know, they can't do anything without internet. But Violet herself, she can read books because she's an outcast. She doesn't hang out with them. So this book does a really good job of danger of relying on internet too much. And it also scares me a little bit because, you know, nowadays people are putting credit card chip on their hand, under their hand, like inside their hand skin, and you know, to prevent theft, credit card theft. But still, it's scary how, you know, you could use technology inside you. Yeah, so this book is really good, and if you guys want, you can check it out. The book is called Feed by M.T. Anderson or Matthew Tauber Anderson. Thank you.
If the world was crazy, you know what I'd eat? Big slice of soup, a whole quarter meat, lemonade sandwich. Then I might try some roasted ice cream or bicycle pie. A nice notebook salad or some underwear roast. An omelette of hats and some crispy cardboard toast. A thick malted milk made from pencils and daisies. And that's what I'd eat if the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd wear? a chocolate suit and a tie of eclair, some marshmallow earmuffs, some licorice shoes, and I'd read a paper of peppermint news. I'd call the boys Susie, I'd call the girls Harry. I'd talk through my ears, and I always would carry a paper umbrella for when it grew hazy to keep in the rain. If the world was crazy. If the world was crazy, you know what I'd do? I'd walk on the ocean and swim in my shoe. I'd fly through the ground and I'd skip down the air. I'd run down the bathtub and bathe on the stair. When I'd meet somebody, I'd say, "Goodbye, Joe." And when I was leaving, then I'd say, "Hello." And the greatest of men would be silly and lazy. So I would be king if the world was crazy.
Hi, my name's Fatina, and I'm 6 years old, and I'm from Hudson, and today I'm reading about Kiwa and you hanging up together. They are having so much fun. They hang up together as well, best friends forever. They quack together and squeal together at the square, squeeze together at the bus. Thanks. They find the coin together. They look at the queen together. They study together. They be sad when it's quiz. They earthquake together. They don't leave themselves behind. They're always together. Because they're best friends. And thanks for listening to what I was reading to this book, Kiwa and You. I hope you read it too. Can you please read it? You have to find it at the Chromebook. ReadingKidsAZ.com. You go there and find this book, Kiwa and You, Best Friends by Karen Markler. Thank you. And bye.
What is the census? As mandated by the U.S. Constitution, the census is a once every decade count of everyone living in the country. When we know how many people live in our community, organizations, and businesses are better equipped to evaluate the services and programs needed, such as clinics, schools, and roads. The census also determines how seats in Congress are distributed among the 50 states. In March of 2020, the U.S. Census Bureau sent every household an invitation to complete a simple questionnaire about who lives at your address on April 1st. You can respond online, by phone, or by mail. And federal law keeps those responses safe and secure. Shape your future. Visit 2020census.gov.
Zebra question. I asked the zebra, "Are you black with white stripes or white with black stripes?" And the zebra asked me, "Are you good with bad habits or are you bad with good habits? Are you noisy with quiet times or are you quiet with noisy times? Are you happy with some sad days or are you sad with some happy days? Are you neat with some sloppy ways or are you sloppy with some neat ways?" And on and on and on and on and on and on he went. I'll never ask a zebra about stripes again.
Thanks everyone for listening. We hope you have a good week with lots of quality reading time. Happy reading.